USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Serena Williams will have at least one more tennis match before she retires. She defeated Danka Kovanec in two sets, 6-3, 6-3, in the first round of the U.S. Open in Queens. Williams was able to battle back after a slow start. She now moves on to face number two seed Anett Kontaveit in the second round. Floodwaters were not as high as expected in Jackson, Mississippi. The Pearl River crested less than a foot shy of the major flood stage level. Earlier projections showed about anywhere between 100 and 150 buildings facing possible flooding. Some residents sought higher ground as a precaution late last week. Wall Street closed lower on Monday, adding to hefty losses from last week when the Fed pledged to keep interest rates high to tame inflation. The Dow fell 184 points, NASDAQ down 124 points, the S&P 500 off by 27. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A grocery store worker in Central Oregon is being hailed as a hero. 66-year-old Donald Surratt Jr. confronted 20-year-old Ethan Blair Miller in the produce section in the rear of a Safeway in Bend. Police spokeswoman Sheila Miller.
Surratt engaged with the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths. Mr. Surratt acted heroically during this terrible incident.
Surratt was killed in the confrontation. Ethan Miller died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. An 84-year-old customer was killed at the entrance of the store. Police later found three Molotov cocktails and a sawed-off shotgun in Ethan Miller's car. An influential Shiite cleric announced he would be stepping away from Iraqi politics. That prompted hundreds of Muqtada al-Sadr's followers to storm the government palace and clash with security forces. At least 15 protesters were killed, dozens more were hurt, and nationwide curfew is now in effect. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. The department said in the filing it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. A United Nations nuclear watchdog team set off to safeguard the nuclear power plant at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency are visiting the country as Ukraine and Russia again are accusing each other of shelling the region around the plant. The Zaporizhia plant is Europe's largest nuclear power plant. It was briefly knocked offline last week. Concerns running so rampant that officials have begun handing out anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. First Lady Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 after contracting a rebound case last week. Her spokeswoman says she plans on returning to Washington on Tuesday after being in isolation. She first tested positive while on vacation with President Biden in South Carolina earlier this month. Her first COVID case came roughly 2 weeks after the president was able to leave isolation following his own rebound case. We do thank you for listening, and you can keep up with us at usaradio.com or wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.